Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Cleveland, Ohio, and Portland, Maine. Tickets for those shows go on sale this week. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Albert Garcia in Lake Havasu City.
Havasu City, Arizona.
Yeah.
Famed in song and story as the location of the London Bridge.
Yes.
Exactly. Not too many people knew that, but yeah.
Is it right out there, the old London Bridge, sitting in the middle of the city?
Pretty much right in the middle of everything, actually.
You ever walk over
it? You can't. Oh, yeah, you can walk, you can ride, you can go underneath it.
Well, welcome to the show, Albert.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
Yes.
Here's your first limerick.
Folks on foot and in cars I now warn. My bike's not an object of scorn. No, I do not yell or tinkle my bell. I blast out their ears with my...
horn.
Yes, horn. Very good. Yes.
Get your horn in.
In an effort to improve road safety for cyclists, a British cyclist has invented a bike horn that's louder than a fighter jet. The Hornster, as he has named it, clocks in at 178 decibels. That's 50 decibels louder than your average fighter. The one downside is that the name The Hornster is 50 times worse than the next worst name for an invention.
This has got to be illegal.
Well, it might well be, but he's really serious about bike safety. What can I tell you?
Yeah, but wouldn't that blasting it, like, blow your bike down?
I think you have to wear earmuffs.
Right.
Which keep you from hearing anything approaching you, which is why you have to keep blowing your horn.
Right.
Here is your next limerick.
Though my sessions are not peer-reviewed, I've updated old Ziggy Frude. It loosens their lips to look at me strip, so I analyze men while I'm...
stewed?
That might work just as well, actually.
I would give him that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what's wrong with you? There's two of you. No, that's not right.
Nude,
yes, nude, yeah. Therapist Sarah White of New York City is kickstarting what she hopes will become a popular new kind of therapy, naked therapy. She begins each session fully clothed. She gradually strips as her patient opens up for her emotionally.
Oh, sorry.
Quote, Freud used free association, I use nakedness. Once you've really broken through with your key issues, you can move into the very important therapy lounge where she uses the therapy pole. All right, here's your last limerick.
Beer and wine, who's got time for that junk? One quick spritz and my mind goes kaplunk. It's hangover free, so what harm can there be in using a spray to get...
drunk.
Yes, there you go. There's the drunk answer. Americans are just too busy these days to binge drink in the traditional way, but thanks to some French inventors, you can get fully intoxicated, they say, almost instantly with a special mouth spray. Finally, something more fun to do while waiting at traffic lights than checking your phone. Carl, how did Albert do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, Peter. So, Albert, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations, Albert, and thanks for playing.
Talk to you
soon.